Kent's biggest hits. KMFM.
KMFM at the weekend, Saturday morning. How you doing? This is Andy. Ollie Murs is here. How you doing?
Andy, I'm great, thanks, mate. How are you?
It's about time, Ollie Murs. And where the heck have you been? I know we saw you on X Factor, but where have you been? Snuck away in a recording studio, ordering takeaway Nando's and playing Pokemon Go for the last few months. Where have you been?
110%. You're 100% correct. No, I have not been playing Pokemon Go, to be fair, but I have been in the studio writing and doing this album. So, yeah, it's nice to be back. I've been playing lots of football, seeing the friends and family. It's been nice.
I guess that, you know, a lot of the Ollie fans, it kind of thinks, oh, you know, it's been away for a little bit. But I guess for you, it hasn't, because it's been an absolute roller coaster. You did the tour, you came off the tour, you did X Factor, you finished X Factor, you've been in the studio, and here we are today.
Exactly. No, it has. You're right. I mean, it's not really been quiet for me. I've been doing lots of different bits and bobs, and I think I've been having a bit more time at home. So I get a lot of weekends off and seeing the family and stuff like that, and friends, and going out. And so there's been that sort of element to it. But yeah, it's been exciting to sort of go in the studio, write the album, and obviously that's all going to be coming out later this year. So for me, the real work begins now. I sort of got the next 18 months really to piece it all together, so I'm looking forward to it.
And you're sticking around with us for the next half an hour this morning. Thank you for doing that. I mean, what else would you be normally doing on a Saturday morning? Come on.
Saturday morning, I'd probably be waking up with a bit of a hangover. And then I would be getting ready and getting my kit ready to go and play football with my mates. We play on a Saturday. Well, I play for a team called Coggeshall Town in Essex. So I would go and get my kit ready, get in my car and off to see the guys.
Yeah, we'll sort of drag you away from that today. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right. It's no problem.
Oh, before we... I just want to play Dear Darling. I thought we'd play a bit of an Ollie classic in a second. I've got to ask you because I nearly forgot. What was the gig like last Saturday with Take That in Hyde Park?
Oh, it was insane. It was one of the best gigs I've ever done. It was 65,000 people. It was a lovely day. The sun was out. And everyone came to party. It was insane. I've never seen anything like it, to be honest with you. You know, my mum and dad and my friends and family had a super time. So yeah, it was pretty special.
It's KMFM with Ollie Murs.
Nice.
With me this morning.
Happy Saturday,
everyone. I've got fan questions as well, Ollie, of course.
Yep.
We put it out there on Facebook during this week. Well, I say fan questions, they're kind of split into two categories, okay?
Right, okay. What are the categories?
Tour and trousers. Now, let's get trousers out of the way. Now, the main consensus is, do you have trouser trouble because they're too tight? Now, they're referring to when you were hosting The X Factor. And I apologise, because these are not my questions, Ollie. They're filth bags.
Yeah,
okay.
They are. No, I mean, to be fair, I just wear trousers that fit, but obviously certain areas get revealed during that process. I do like skinny jeans and skinny trousers. They're like too baggy. And I've got quite big legs because I play a lot of football and do a lot of exercise. So my legs are quite big. So it is hard to kind of disguise them. So I do split my trousers quite a bit, which is just... But I haven't done that very often. Now that these new stretchy kind of materials have come out, I don't split them as much. But at the weekend at Hyde Park, I skidded on the floor and I ripped my knees. I didn't split my trousers. I just ripped my knees.
See this, Ollie Murs fans? He's just wearing normal trousers. He just likes them tight.
Yes, of course.
The tour, we've got to get onto the tour. Joe Harbour.
Why are they complaining anyway?
I don't know if they are.
The whole thing. I thought fans wanted to see me in skinny jeans.
I think when they need to ask these questions, they need to put a little wink emoji at the end. That's what it is. We've got to ask about the tour, Ollie. Joe Harbour and April Atkins have posted as well. They want to know, are you going on a solo tour? Is it happening?
Yeah, we did a tour last year. Obviously, for me, it's about, you know, we've got to do it when there's a new album coming out, which we do have as well. So, yeah, for me, I get super excited about coming on tour again and you know, seeing the fans. And I look forward to doing that next year. I can't wait. We haven't got confirmed dates just yet, but we will definitely let the fans know as soon as that actually happens. So it'll be, it's just going to be awesome.
Look forward to that. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us again this morning for Saturday morning.
No worries, mate.
Coming up, we've got to play the new single, You Don't Know Love. Of course, we've got to get that on. And I need to ask you, Ollie, about your love life. It's KMFM at the weekend, Saturday morning. Guess who's hanging out with me? Ollie Murs.
Hey!
New single alert.
Yes, it's out.
You Don't Know Love. It's raw. It sounds personal. Am I going in the right direction?
100%. It's raw. It is personal. It's honest. I think it's to how I was feeling when I was going through the breakup with my ex. And I don't think it's me sort of saying it to her. It's more like saying to explain it to my fans that you really don't know love until these things happen to you and that you feel this way. So, it just has a really deep meaning to it. And I'm really, the reaction's been fantastic. Yeah, keep listening to it, people. And you know, it's just great to be back with new music.
Do you ever read the comments under the song in iTunes?
No chance.
I read them before this morning, and the main thing is, a lot of people are saying, and I quote, banger.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Banger. Yeah. That's nice and nice. Well, I like the word banger.
And the new single has the new video, which you dropped yesterday, Friday morning, just on us, just like that.
Yeah, no, we did the video in Vegas, and I'm really proud of how the video came out, to be fair. It feels really special and cool, and I think the fans, the reaction so far, again, yesterday and this morning, because it's been last sort of 24 hours really, it's been phenomenal. Everyone's been loving it and feels great. It feels really special. So again, if anyone hasn't listened to it or watched the video, please do. I'm super excited about this song.
There's a little bit that you failed to tell everybody though there, Ollie, about the video.
What's that?
Come on, you know what it is.
Well, I need to talk about this because I didn't actually intend to have my top off in the
video.
Yes,
that's where I'm going.
It wasn't supposed to be part of the video. It was just kind of, I said, we're just going to do a scene of you waking up in the morning. So,
Ollie Murs fans, so it's shot in black and white, isn't it? It's very arty, and Ollie has his top off. So go check it out if you haven't. What we'll do is we'll post it on our Facebook page as well, KMFM Official. Ollie Murs, thank you for being on. Well, with
it's
us.
Been a pleasure,
thanks,
mate.
For
it's been a pleasure
out.
To see you. Well, it's been a pleasure to see you, pleasure to talk to you. Pleasure to be here in the mornings. Wish everyone a great Saturday wherever you are in Kent right now. So just have a good one.
I'm loving the new tune as well. I've listened to it quite a few times. I've watched the video once as well. It's one of those songs that takes about 30 seconds and then you're hooked.
Ah, thanks, buddy. That's very kind of you. Cheers, Andy.
It's over to you then. Introduce it for us, Ollie.
Yes, it's Andy on KMFM. It's Ollie Murs, and this is my brand new single, You Don't Know Love. Have a great weekend.
Kent's biggest hits. KMFM.